I'm Michael Hernandez. News time is 6:45. Addiction to pain medication is a growing national crisis with an increase in treatment facilities. Emily Guerra has more.
Since September of last year, President Donald Trump declared the opioid crisis a national public health emergency, with an estimated 65,000 deaths due to overdose in 2016. Clinician for Sovereign Health Treatment Center in El Paso, Melissa Salmon, says there are many contributing factors.
One of the main causes that we see with the clients that come into our facility are the people are getting into accidents, maybe car accident, and they're given prescription meds for pain management. What ends up happening is from the prescription meds, they tend to go to street drugs. It's cheaper than paying for the prescription meds. The opioids actually work on the body differently in the sense that you become addicted right away physically. So when you don't have those substances anymore in your body, you tend to detox. So this is one of the reasons why they tend to continue to use, and they increase in the amount that they use because they build a tolerance to that. So it's an avoidance of pain, and it's a seeking of pleasure, which we get from the dopamine release that happens when they're taking those prescription pills or the street drugs.
Salmon says there is help through several treatment facilities in the area. She can be reached at Sovereign Health at 415 East Yandell, El Paso, Texas. For more information, visit their website at sovhealth.com. The entire interview with Melissa Salmon can be heard on Fronteras this Saturday at 5 p.m. on KRWG-FM, on Facebook, and online at krwg.org. To listen to this conversation and others, just click on Puentes at our news link. For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.
On a lighter note, 2018 is starting with lots of good news for Aggie Sports. Some thoughts on that from commentator Peter Goodman.
The year ended well for NMSU sports. The basketball team swept UTEP, swept UNM, and beat Illinois in Chicago, then shocked college b-ball experts in Hawaii. First, a dramatic one-point win over Davidson, a supposedly better team. The swarming Aggie defense forced 10 turnovers in the first half, when Davidson averages 8.8 per game. With 11 seconds left, down one, Jamario Jones leapt toward the hoop to push home a teammate's missed shot. Then he dove to knock the ball away from a Davidson player. Next, Miami, undefeated and ranked sixth. We hoped NMSU wouldn't get embarrassed. Miami led early, but the Aggies got ahead and maintained a small lead. Miami came within a point of NMSU twice in the last 2 minutes, but the Aggies kept their poise and won. B-ball is a fast-moving team sport, and these Aggies haven't played together that long. Coach Chris Jans is new here, so they had to learn new ways. Top scorer Zach Lofton is also new here. Point guard A.J. Harris was out all last year. Johnny McCants, a Las Cruces native, is a redshirt freshman playing his first NCAA games. As they play together more, they'll develop that sixth sense of what each teammate can and will do in each moment. They're small, but fast and intense. They hustle. They play as a team, not some selfish stars. They seem to have bought into what coach is selling, and into the idea that the team comes first, sometimes hard to remember under pressure. In the final in Hawaii, they played a great game against USC, another major conference team. They entered the final minute tied, but couldn't pull it out. Even so, the 2017 half of this season changed the landscape for them. A team beyond the top 100 beating an undefeated ACC team doesn't happen every season. If they make the NCAA tournament, the guys seeding it ought to give the Aggies a competitive first-round matchup. And the Aggies might be battle-hardened, unselfish, and quick enough to take advantage. High school b-ball stars watching those games had never heard of NMSU. They saw a gutsy, fun team playing the right way, the kind of team they could imagine making even stronger by joining it. A good team, but one on which they could earn playing time. Then the football team played its first bowl game since John Kennedy's election, and won in overtime. Many ask why a school should spend so much on football. It's a fair question. Though from the football perspective, what we spend ain't near enough to be competitive. I watched the whole game and enjoyed it. It made many people happy. Given the circumstances, Coach Doug Martin did great work to finish 7-6.
Peter Goodman's columns appear in the Sunday edition of the Las Cruces Sun News. You can also read him in the local viewpoints section at krwg.org. Goodman's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG or NMSU.